Welcome to Scrubs and Giggles, Medical Student Edition. I'm your host, Javier Cruz, and today we're diving into the wild world of memory techniques. You know, those quirky methods we all use to cram information into our brains. I swear, this actually happened to me last week. I tried to memorize the cranial nerves using a song I made up. It was a total disaster, but hey, at least I was entertained.
Oh, I can only imagine. Was it something like, here's a nerve, there's a nerve, everywhere's a nerve? Because I'd pay to hear that.
Did I say that out loud? Oops. Anyway, I once tried to memorize the bones in the wrist by naming them after my favorite snacks. I still can't remember the actual names, but I can tell you all about pizza, sandwich, and cookie.
Right on. I mean, who knew that pizza could help you remember the scaphoid? But seriously, folks, we want to hear your stories too. What's the most ridiculous way you've tried to memorize something? Hit us up on social media and share your wildest memory tricks.
And trust me, there are no bad ideas here, just hilarious ones. We'll read some of your stories later in the episode, so stay tuned.
All right, let's get into it. Memory techniques can be a bit of a roller coaster ride, but they can also be super effective if you know how to use them. So let's kick things off with the science of memory.
All right, let's dive into the science of memory. So how does our brain actually store all this information? It's pretty wild. We've got short-term memory, which is like your brain's sticky note, holding on to info for a brief moment. Then there's long-term memory, which is more like a filing cabinet, storing everything from your first crush to the names of all the cranial nerves.
Fair point. But here's the kicker. Short-term memory can only hold about 7 items at once. That's why we often forget things right after we learn them. It's like trying to juggle too many balls. Eventually, something's gonna drop.
Speaking of dropping things, I once tried to memorize the bones in the hand by writing them on my hand. I ended up with ink all over my notes and no idea what I was studying. This might sound dumb, but I thought it would help me remember.
I swear, this actually happened to me too. I once used a rhyme to memorize the order of operations in math, and now I can't even remember how to add without singing it. But it turns out, making connections, like rhymes or visualizations, can really boost our memory retention.
Right on. Plus, studies show that when we create associations, our brains are more likely to remember that information later. It's like giving your brain a little map to follow.
So, if I associate the scaphoid with scarf, since it sounds similar, I might actually remember it. I need to start wearing a scarf every time I study anatomy.
That's the spirit. And don't forget, humor can also play a role in memory. When we laugh, our brains release dopamine, which helps us remember things better. So if you can make it funny, you're golden.
No kidding. It's all about finding those quirky connections that make learning a bit more enjoyable. So, what's your favorite way to remember things? Let's keep the conversation going.
Next up, let's dive into some of the hilarious stories our listeners sent in about their most ridiculous memorization techniques. I'm telling you, these are gold. Here's one from Sarah, who said she tried to memorize the parts of the heart by naming them after her ex-boyfriends. She called the left atrium Mr. Heartbreaker. I mean, that's one way to make sure you never forget.
Fair point. If it works, it works. But can you imagine trying to explain that to someone? Oh, you know, I just had to remember the left ventricle. Thanks, Brad.
Did I say that out loud? Oops. Anyway, I think that's brilliant. Here's another one from Tom, who said he used a dance routine to memorize the cranial nerves. He swears he can't remember them unless he's doing the cranial cha-cha. I'd pay to see that.
I swear this actually happened. I once tried to memorize the bones of the skull by drawing them on my face with a marker. It was a disaster. I ended up looking like a Picasso painting. But hey, at least I remembered the zygomatic bone.
No kidding. It's all about finding what sticks, even if it means turning yourself into a human anatomy chart. Here's a story from Emily, who said she used food to remember the parts of the digestive system. She called her notes the Great Gastrointestinal Feast.
That sounds delicious. I might need to try that for my next exam. All right, let's chow down on some esophagus and stomach.
Spot on. Food and memory go hand in hand. Just remember, if you can make it fun, you're more likely to remember it. So keep those stories coming, folks. We love hearing how you make memorization a little less boring. So let's jump into some memory techniques that can really help you out, especially when you're drowning in med school material. First up, we've got the method of loci, also known as the memory palace technique. You visualize a familiar place, like your house, and associate different pieces of information with specific locations. It's like turning your brain into a treasure map.
Fair point. I mean, who wouldn't want to remember the cranial nerves by placing them in their kitchen? Oh, the olfactory nerve? That's right next to the fridge. It's a fun way to make studying less of a chore.
This might sound dumb, but I actually tried that once. I pictured my living room filled with all the nerves, and I couldn't stop laughing. I ended up mixing them up with my furniture. I swear I thought the optic nerve was my couch.
Ha ha ha. That's a classic. Next, let's talk about chunking. It's a technique where you break down large pieces of information into smaller, manageable chunks. Like, instead of memorizing a long number, you group it into sections. It's like slicing a pizza instead of trying to eat the whole thing at once.
Spot on! I always chunk my study material into topics. It helps me focus better. And let's not forget acronyms. They're like little cheat codes for your brain. For example, SOAP for subjective, objective, assessment, and plan in patient notes. It's catchy and super useful.
Oh, I love acronyms. I once made one for the bones in the wrist, but it was so silly that I couldn't take it seriously. I called it "Some Lovers Try Positions That They Can't Handle." It's ridiculous, but it worked.
No kidding. Humor really does help with retention. The sillier, the better. So don't hesitate to get creative with your memorization techniques. It's all about finding what works for you. So let's talk about the role of humor in memory. It's fascinating how laughter can actually enhance our ability to remember things. When we laugh, our brains release dopamine, which not only makes us feel good, but also helps with learning and memory retention. Isn't that wild?
Fair point. I mean, think about it. When you associate a funny story with a piece of information, it sticks in your mind way better. Like, I can still remember that time I mixed up the terms systolic and diastolic because I made a joke about them being sisters who never get along.
Did I say that out loud? Oops. Anyway, that's a great example. Humor can create a memorable context for learning. I once memorized the cranial nerves by turning them into a silly song, and now I can't hear "Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star" without thinking of them.
I swear this actually happened. I was in class, and the professor mentioned the vagus nerve, and I couldn't help but picture a vagus dance party. It made the lecture way more entertaining, and I remember that nerve so much better now.
No kidding. It's all about finding those humorous connections. Plus, humor can reduce stress, which is crucial during exam season. When we're less stressed, our brains are more open to absorbing information. So go ahead and make those silly associations.
A quick detour. What's the funniest way you've remembered something? I think we should encourage our listeners to share their humorous memory tricks. It could be a great way to lighten the mood while studying.
All right, it's time for some rapid-fire memory challenges. This is where we put our memory techniques to the test in a fun way. I'm going to throw out a list of items, and we'll see who can remember the most. Ready?
Bring it on. I've got my coffee ready and my brain primed. Just don't make it too ridiculous, or I might just drop out.
This might sound dumb, but I'm a little nervous. What if I forget my own name in the process?
No worries, Lily. Just channel your inner memory palace. Here we go. Apple, stethoscope, giraffe, notebook, and coffee. All right, repeat them back in order.
Okay, let's see. Apple, stethoscope, giraffe, notebook, and coffee. I nailed it.
Wait, did I hear giraffe? I thought it was giraffe. Oh no, I'm mixing up my animals. I swear, I thought it was a cat.
That's a classic mix-up. But hey, it's all about making those silly connections. All right, let's do another round. This time, I'll add a twist. You have to come up with a funny sentence using all the words.
Fair point. All right, I'll give it a shot. The apple and the stethoscope went to the zoo to see a giraffe, but forgot their notebook and coffee. How's that?
That's genius. I can't even think of a sentence. I think my brain is still stuck on the giraffe. But I love how we can make this fun. It really shows how humor can help us remember things better.
Next up, we're thrilled to welcome our expert guest today, Dr. Emily Carter, a cognitive psychologist specializing in memory retention strategies. Dr. Carter, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to dive into the world of memory with you all. It's a fascinating field, and there's so much we can do to improve our memory skills.
So, Dr. Carter, can you share with us some effective memorization strategies that you recommend for students, especially in high-pressure situations like exams?
Of course. One of the most effective techniques is spaced repetition. It's all about revisiting the material at increasing intervals. This helps reinforce what you've learned and keeps it fresh in your mind. It's like watering a plant. Consistent care leads to growth.
That makes so much sense. I've definitely crammed the night before an exam and then forgotten everything the next day. Spaced repetition sounds like a much better plan.
Exactly. Another technique is visualization. Creating mental images related to the information can help you remember it better. For instance, if you're trying to memorize the parts of the heart, picture a heart-shaped balloon floating in the sky with labels on each part. It's fun and effective.
I swear, that actually sounds like a blast. I might just start decorating my study space with balloons. What about humor? We've talked a lot about how laughter can help memory retention. How does that fit into your research?
Great question. Humor can create strong emotional connections, which are key for memory. When you laugh, your brain releases dopamine, making it easier to remember the information associated with that laughter. So don't shy away from making your study sessions fun.
Fair point. I think we all could use a bit more laughter in our study routines. Dr. Carter, what's one final tip you'd give to our listeners to help them improve their memory?
I'd say practice mindfulness. Being present and focused while you're studying can significantly enhance your memory retention. It's all about quality over quantity.
That's such a great takeaway. I'm definitely going to try that next time I study. Thank you so much for sharing your insights, Dr. Carter.
All right, folks, as we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect on some of the highlights. We've explored the wild world of memory techniques, from the method of loci to the power of humor in memorization. Honestly, it's been a roller coaster of laughs and learning.
Fair point. I think we've all realized how important it is to find creative ways to remember information, whether it's through funny associations or quirky acronyms. The key takeaway is to make it enjoyable.
Did I say that out loud? Oops. Anyway, I loved hearing all the listener stories and expert insights. It's amazing how humor can really enhance our memory retention. I'm definitely going to try some of those techniques.
So, listeners, we want to hear from you. What's the most ridiculous way you've tried to memorize something? Share your stories with us on social media or drop us an email. We might feature your story in a future episode.
And remember, it's all about finding what works for you. Don't hesitate to mix fun with learning, because if med school doesn't break you, the stories will.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you found some inspiration and a few laughs along the way. Until next time, keep those memory tricks handy and stay curious.
That's right. We'll catch you next time on Scrubs and Giggles, Medical Student Edition. Stay safe, stay silly, and keep laughing.